All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Overdunk Podcast, your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Lawrence, joined, as always, by Bridget, but this time we have a very special guest joining us. For the first time on the show, I think it's an impossibility that it's your first time on the channel. There's no way that's true. But welcome to the show, Husky. What's going on?
I wasn't on the show previously because Zoinks never asked me to be on the
again,
show.
Again, that's crazy. Every time. Yeah, every time we have a guest come on, it's like, Zoinks never asked me. It's not how it works.
But he told me I had to ask him, so I did. I messaged him and said, would you like a dream guest on your podcast? And sent a gif of JoJo Siwa. And then he said I could come on. So here I am.
No notes. It was a perfect cover letter. I think that is exactly how you should try to get on the Overdunk podcast. No, we're super excited to have you, Husky. This is gonna be a fun episode. We don't have too many topics to talk about throughout the episode. At least not a whole lot going on. We got no new release, no new patch notes, no new Unite Championship Series news as a greater Unite Championship Series. So we're gonna be a little more freeform. I have a few fun games for both Husky and Bridget to not compete in, to work together in a little bit later on in the episode. It'll be very fun. But we'll also just be yapping about a few things related to content in Pokemon Unite, streaming, casting, making YouTube content, all that kind of stuff. Because, well, Bridget and I kind of do it, but we mostly just make this podcast. Husky's doing it all. Husky, you got the casting, you got the YouTube content, you're streaming on Twitch.tv. It's crazy. You've got a lot of work to do. So we'll be yapping about all of that for sure. But before we get into the interview with you, I did want to talk about, I know we said we didn't have too much greater Unite Championship Series news, but we did have a little bit of news from a couple of Luminosity players. So notably, Slash and Overlord over the last couple weeks. If you don't know who they are, I actually refute the idea that anyone listening to this podcast does not know those two names. I think it is a impossibility at this point. But both Overlord and LG have just announced that their contract is up with Luminosity and they are moving on. And both have said they're moving on to kind of interesting ways. I know Overlord has expressed interest for a long time about playing internationally, and Slash outright said it in their announcement. So I'll pull it up on screen here for a sec. It's way too long to read on the podcast, but basically Slash saying goodbye to North America because I am able to participate in the 2026 Asian Olympic Games to represent Taiwan. So I think we talked about this on the podcast a long time ago, but the Asia Olympic Committee is putting on an event called the Asia Esports Games, in which Slash is hoping to play Pokemon Unite in and represent Taiwan, which is so cool and really crazy that they're going to be able to do that. We've had a few players move internationally to play, right? We've had, a few TTV-related members go either direction across that specific ocean, but pretty cool that we're having one of the first times ever a player transferring from a Western region to an Asian region. So, be pretty cool. Any thoughts from Bridget Husky about Slash, I guess, not retiring from Pokemon Unite, but retiring from the NA scene?
I think it wasn't a surprise to see, after the way that we saw kind of the season went and the way that Worlds went, obviously NA has been huge fans of Luminosity, but it didn't seem very surprising that they would be going their separate ways or, figuring out either if they're playing or going to play on another team. What was the most interesting to me of being involved in esports, which doesn't have to do with this situation specifically, but in NA, the biggest sports are baseball, football, American football. And I think it was unheard of for me to just go play for a different region that a completely different country that you're not in. Sure. And I was what do you mean? The people that are playing for in Dota, because my partner is a huge fan of Dota.
Oh yeah.
What do you mean in Dota, all the people that are playing on NA team, the NA region are not from North America? That makes no sense. And I realized that is a very common thing for Olympics and soccer, especially. A lot of things do that. So esports being no different was so weird to me at first because I just wasn't familiar with it. But now that I'm seeing this happen more, I feel it means that Unite is kind of becoming one of those more traditional esports.
Yeah.
And getting that kind of recognition that makes it like worth it for these really good players like Slash to like move regions to continue to get better. It's just interesting to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. What were you going to say about it, Bridget?
Just that I was a little surprised, but I also wasn't sure what Slash was plotting at any point. Sure. It did seem like he wanted to keep playing again this upcoming year. Obviously, LG as like an org was bought out, so
yeah.
I don't know. It was kind of assumed that the LG team would at least not be under the LG name anymore. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was more waiting for like the Overlord overseas announcement more than the Slash one, but I'm excited for him. And I think I saw him post that he's still going to be making like English content. So yeah. It'll be kind of cool to have that perspective from an English speaking player. So I'm actually excited for him and for what content he'll be able to make from it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, the collab streams are already going to be so fun with the players out in APAC. I think it'll be really cool. I'm trying to remember exactly the players that play out of Taiwan specifically. I want to say that's like the Xingdi crew, right? Like that is the, I think it's that
I think
team,
so. Yeah, it's like Malaysia / Taiwan. Mm-hmm.
And I know Ice just put out an announcement saying that he's not going to be competing with that team next year.
Right.
I'm just saying, Slash fitting in on that team.
On
I mean,
the Ice roster
was formerly Alter Ego or whatever, right? Has now changed names a few times, but that would be the Shinrude team, I guess. Back in the day, would be a very, very fun squad. If it turns out, I don't know. I could be getting my regions wrong, could be getting my team wrong, but it does feel like a role that could be filled already. And if you want to represent a region in an Asian Olympic Games, that seems like the team you'd want to join. So, I think that would be pretty sick. Husky, I gotta disagree with you a little bit, just in terms of. I guess I'm not surprised that Luminosity Gaming is going their separate ways because of like how long they've been playing together. You know, like esports teams shelf life definitely feels like they've hit at that point already with 3 years, almost going on four kind of thing, playing together as a team. However, it's kind of crazy to think that this team achieved almost everything you can as a career in its entirety. The only title they don't have to their name is like an Asia Champions League first place, right? Everything else they kind of have already won at some point in their career, which is kind of incredible. But I guess at that point, maybe you're right. Maybe that is the time to hang it up once there's nothing else to win. And not even hang it up in terms of retire. I'm very excited that it seems like no one has given the announcement yet from this team of I'm done with playing. It seemed... coming from an esports background a little bit, I can mention, a lot of the times you put out an announcement like this, and Slash's is pretty specific because the second photo is, in all intents and purposes, a resume, right? Of just, like, all their accolades. But a lot of the times you put out an announcement saying, I am no longer with said org, which is saying, any other people who are interested in offering me a contract, you will not have to compete with said current contract. That is why I am announcing this in such a way on socials or whatever. People to, you know, market yourself a little bit. So I think that's pretty cool.
No, I think I've, like, just from being involved in Unite, I feel like it doesn't surprise me when teams stop playing together because that seems to have been what happens every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, I got to talk, like, had a long conversation with Slash for the one video that I did. And the way that he was talking, it just kind of seemed like after a while of playing together and getting to know these people and playing at the highest competitive level, when you really don't have a lot of access to, like, psychological help or mentorship and, like, teamwork coaching, and you know, they're all pretty young guys who do have experience with esports and things like that. Yeah. But generally it's a high stress environment with a ton of pressure, and you're super young, and it really can't, like, everyone in North America is rooting for you to continue to do well. And just the vibe that I got when talking to Slash was like, he was kind of over it a little bit with the team, looking forward to doing the best they can and moving on. That could have just been like the, you know, the perception that I got of working with Slash. But it is just a topic that we don't look at a lot. I think even me, I look at like people being like, I'm quitting Unite, like pro players retiring and then coming back 2 days later. And I look at it and be like, oh my God, the ego is crazy. But I think it also has to do with like a lot of esports players don't have the tools to be able to like manage the stress that they're under.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. It's also like communities will sometimes create their own definitions around things, right? Like when you are retiring as a player, I mean, I feel like that definition in esports has kind of been converted to essentially taking a break. Well,
yeah.
And honestly, to the point of saying, it's a little more dramatic. I'm trying to make a clean break. You know, I'm not trying to dip my toes back in, which, you know, has its own interesting connotations. But, Richard, I love what you said. I'm very excited about Slash continuing content out there. We've talked a lot about on this podcast about how much we really enjoy Slash's YouTube content. So I'm excited that it'll be continuing, for this time from a different region. And he's one of the biggest Unite content creators right now. Husky, I would say you're also in that same lineup, being a YouTuber extraordinaire these days. Husky, we talked about this a little bit before we actually clicked the record button, but we know you're on your hard grind, on the YouTube grind, but you're also a doctor, and you also play the game, you live stream as well. Out of all those things, like when it comes to Unite, you're a caster, you're a content creator. Like I said, you do live streaming and stuff too. And then, yeah, your real life, you also are very important. But when it comes to Unite and that sphere, where would you kind of say like your own priority is? Are you the hyperflex, your kind of even foot in everything? Or is there certain things that you're like, this I want to like focus on the most out of all of those things I just mentioned?
It's actually funny because I was talking about this earlier with my best friend Brie, who was on my team. And if you don't know her, like beyond Pokemon Unite, we were college roommates and we've been best friends for years. She's an IRL for me. And I was actually talking to her about it because we were just kind of talking about like, you know, ways to like what our goals are in the community. Like, how can we become like more, not necessarily recognizable, but like more important to people. And I think that my, like I laid it out as my goals and my priorities are positivity and education. Mm-hmm. I think like, and if you, and Zoink said I'm a doctor, I'm not like a medical doctor. I have a doctorate in engineering education. So I know how to read science. And I think that a lot of people don't have access to a lot of the science that's out there. Mm-hmm. And I think that I provide the unique perspective of being able to just change it to Dr. Husky.
Yeah, your title on screen now is Dr. Husky.
Yeah. I think like I have like a unique perspective of education that I want to like give to people. And a lot of it is like, if you make content, a lot of it's pretty thankless. Yeah. You know, like I got into making YouTube content much later than other people in Unite, when Unite kind of became a little bit more of a niche community. And I think that I have a niche content style within that very niche community. But I think if one or two people think that what I'm saying and doing is important, or one person really feels like they've learned something from things that I put out, then that's enough for me. And also, it gives me an excuse to read stuff outside my field that I wouldn't usually read. Like, I don't do gaming-related research. So if I do read research on gaming, like, then I just get to talk about it. And now I'm also getting to like learn things. But I think that's, you know, my main thing is like education. In terms of like, what is my grind leading to? Casting is like the main thing that I put effort into very consistently getting better at. I put out YouTube videos sometimes, but I put a lot of effort into researching and scripting and things, which takes a while. So a lot of times after I make a video, I will take a bit of a break. And then, you know, go back to it later. But casting is something that I just kind of do whenever people need somebody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously I work with Kyle a lot, and we're both really trying to get better at doing this to hopefully go somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be cool. So I guess like the main priority for, I'm a streamer, I'm a player of the game, I'm a content creator. I'm a guest on Dream Guest on your podcast, but casting is probably where I'm like if I'm gonna grind, like, I'm really putting that effort into getting better at casting.
Sweet.
And yeah, Kyle just said in chat, that guy sucks. I agree. He kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he's what I've got. Worst critic, you know?
Very brutal. Very brutal. That was awesome. Yeah, I just want to say I'm a huge Husky YouTube fan. I like preach it to everyone. I am don't have the education level of a PhD, but I like analytics, like I like research, I like that kind of thing. So that's why I like especially nerd out, because I love just hearing your brain talk. I also like always say that I like thrive in a classroom environment. So something about you being like a teacher, I'm like, I'm listening to a lecture and I'm locked in.
Oh yeah. I've got like the teacher persona. Like, I'm a professor and I teach first year students.
Cool.
So it's mostly like 18, 19 year olds. And my youngest brother is 18. So I have like a classroom full of Bretts. They're all Bretts. They all look exactly like him. Really?
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that. Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah. Brett's my youngest brother, but yeah, he's 18. And I'm like, yeah, they all look exactly like him. They all act exactly like him, but they're all also adults. And it's like, you're engineering students. And I know that you're understanding what I'm saying, but there is a specific way that you have to get information across to a group of 18 to 19 year olds,
yeah,
which is what I have brought to my content, because I think I've been able to figure out a way to get through to them in a way they understand. So I'm like, okay, cool. I think the general population of people who might watch my videos will be able to understand what it is I'm saying.
That's perfect.
Oh yeah, Flareons don't do engineering. It's not worth it.
But
good advice.
Being 18 is cool. It's so funny because, yeah, Bridget was saying, like, she's not a doctorate. I also certainly am not. And we're like two of the only people, like you and then us, are two of the only folks doing long form Pokemon Unite content. You're the high educated fashion. We're the blue collar Unite show, okay? Folks who, you know, might not know those fancy downtown words for Pokemon Unite, they can come learn and enjoy their game over here on the Overdunk podcast.
I guess Squirtle kind of. I guess niche content.
Are people. I mean, yeah, we already mentioned Slash already, right? Who tends to more longer form content out on this one, on this channel. There's the folks over at the Experience Share, right? Like Relic and Soph and Chef and company over there that are making long form stuff. There is stuff out there, but you know, in terms of just sort of yapping at a camera with
video essay. It's really cool.
Exactly.
I love video essays. It's like my form of like
farm to table unite
mass content. Entertainment. Like I literally just farm to table unite content. It's crazy. Like I'll put like a video essay on in like my car on the way to work. Like I have it on in like the back. Like video essays is like my main consumption. So I'm like, I like watching this. Yeah. So if anything, I'm my biggest fan.
Perfect. That's great. Yeah. We'll handle the 9-to-5ers, you know? That's our target market. But okay, a few more questions about content before we start moving into more like esports and stuff, because that's definitely our niche that we love to talk about the most, the competitive side of things. I do have a few more questions, Husky, about your content, because like Bridget mentioned, the research you have is, I think, is fascinating, that you have on a huge variety of topics, right? Like the most recent episode, it's kind of like a TV show. The most recent video you did was like identity in gaming, right? Which is a vastly different topic than maybe like why you're losing so many ranked games, which I think is another banger.
You're losing so many ranked games because men are bad.
Well, okay, so there are parallels, but certainly it is a huge, like, wide variety of content that you do tend to make on your channel, which is awesome. It gives it the feeling of it's well-researched, but also that it's sort of top of mind, right? So I want to peek behind the curtain a little bit. What would be, like, your dream, like, you get infinite budget. You get Wolfie level editors behind you. You know, like you have big budget projects. Sure. You get every cameo you want. What is like the video essay to end all video essays on the Husky channel that you'd love to make?
That's a great question. I feel like I have I feel like when I'm working on a video, I convince myself that this is like the most important thing that I've ever done.
Okay.
And the most crucial thing that like needs to get out to this community. So I really do feel like that last one was like the most amount of effort that I've put into a YouTube video. Cause I also got like multiple people to read through it and multiple people like to give me more sources that they know. Like I went back to my grad school friends and I like had everybody looking through it and stuff. But I've got like a couple things that I definitely want to revisit the topic of, event accessibility.
Okay.
Because that has been a thing that I think I've just been shut down about when I try to bring up like event accessibility is not really there. Mm. And then in light of recent events, I feel like there's a lot to be said about like safety within gaming and like physical safety, but also like mental, psychological safety, like diving into specifically those things, like whether online or like actually playing within a game. And then there is like a lot of research that consistently is coming out about gaming because it's starting to be a topic that people are looking into. So as I find things, I've really been looking at it. And the one that I have like cooking, I guess, the most on my list that I'm trying to work on is like a disability in gaming specific video.
Ooh,
like,
cool.
Like all like physical disabilities as well as like cognitive or mental disabilities and like how people approach gaming. And I want to do a good job with it. So it means I have to talk to a lot of people. And that's terrifying. So that's where like we're kind of at. But
yeah, I think the I think the maybe the work and the sentiment you have for it is could be terrifying. I will say it is reassuring that that's your sentiment towards it. That you're not one of those people who will make content that will just turn the camera on and just say whatever you think is probably correct. You know, you are. You got Doctor in front of Husky right now for a reason. Okay. You
didn't well, doing the research, I mean, we like the last thing I want, because it's not like I'm super like secretive to my job that like I do this stuff on the side. And the last thing I'd want is to like spread a bunch of blatantly wrong or problematic information and like have my job be like, we can't allow you to teach in the classroom. So I'm like extra careful because of that, but not only for self-preservation, though always I am narcissistic, so I will always protect myself first.
Yeah.
But
self. That's good.
But like, I do want to, like, if I'm the person that people are like, okay, this is the person who, like, knows stuff about stuff, then, like, I don't, you know, I don't want to fuck that up.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, good. Thank you. Husky, I genuinely look forward to a new Husky video on my feed all the time. I'm very excited for it. It's great content. I know I don't comment as much as I should, but I will. That's a mental note for me.
We gotta. Everyone leaves after the fit check because they've gotten what they wanted.
Yeah,
but for the few people that stay.
Yeah, it feels like that would be good vertical content. You could just ship package and ship that. And be good to go. I'd probably get everything you need. But either way,
I'd make money off this stuff.
Exactly. Okay, quick questions about this year, Husky, because you've been putting the grind, being a caster, and I mean, I know there's still like achievements that you want to get to, but you also have had some pretty epic moments this year. You got to like work on the official broadcast. You got to go to multiple in-person events. So highlight of this competitive season this year?
Casting the OJLG game on official broadcast was the most hype. I feel like that was the best performance that I had, not necessarily because I haven't gotten like better since then, but just because the amount of hype behind that game on, and then the fact that I was like on the official broadcast and people were legitimately like, oh, these guys are kind of like doing a good job. Like, who are they? They're kind of cool. That was so sick. Also going to NAIC and then them just like coming out to get me and being like, you should go back, like, go back there. We'll like show you around. I'm like, you sure you can do that? And then they're like, oh, we need someone else to like sit on the couch and like talk for like the B stream or like the casual stream, the watch part. It's what it's called, the watch party stream or whatever. That was so much fun. And it was like, they were like, oh, do you want to like come back here? And I was like, sure. And I didn't expect like how long I was going to be there, how they were going to switch me out. Like they just kind of like put me on the couch and they were like, start talking about stuff. And I was like, great. I had to pee the entire time.
Uh-huh. It was worth it. Happens. Part of the job. See, you're learning. This is great. Well done. Well done. That's awesome. There's a watch party stream for Championship Sunday on any of the international championship events now and Worlds. It's very, very like casual focused though. So like with the intent of like new players having an introduction to the game and like are able to ask questions. Mostly it's just people being in chat talking about how the people on the screen don't know anything. But, you know, sometimes we get good questions. So it's a good mix. It's a good mix.
Besides, like, casting, it was so weird to go to NAIC this year and people, like, know me when I didn't know them. It was actually, like, I felt like I was doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And, like, I understand that I have, like, some reach.
Right.
But I you hadn't even that been on the Overdunk
podcast though yet though.
No, is, like, I hadn't. So like about. Now after this, like it, you know, it's really good for me. But like did not expect to just like go and like go play a side event and like sit down at the side event and be like, oh my god, you're Husky. I love your videos. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not real. Like the comments on YouTube videos and like subscribers or whatever aren't a real thing. So that was like pretty crazy. And you know, it wasn't like people were lining up for me or anything. It was just, you know, people would see me like, oh, hey, I know you. And I'd be like, oh my God, that's crazy that you do. And then like move on. But I think it did kind of like put things into perspective how much fun those like events are, because it really does like put faces to like the people that I'm trying to impact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it was like super cool.
Yeah, those events are amazing for that.
I even got to meet Flareons.
Let's go.
Big.
That's and we played on the EV tournament or the EV side event team together.
Aww.
Did you win?
Yeah, we did.
Nice.
I played Leafeon.
Nice. Close to me, Ascarata.
I was kind of slaying, so.
Yeah, let's go.
No surprise.
And he was like gassing me up. I was like blushing. I'm like, stop gassing me up. I'm not that good. I threw game three.
Unite side events are truly magical. Like, you talk to any person who has been to a Unite event, and they're like, oh, yeah, the side events are one of my highlights, no matter what. Like, they are so fun.
You just feel so important with like the headset. You can like only hear your team.
Yeah.
Like, you're very immersed. In. Yeah, you're very immersed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, Lucario Simp, I have a doctoral degree in engineering education. So like the fakest one you could think of.
That's not true. You had to pay so much money to get that.
No, not really. They paid me, but
okay, that's enough flexing. We're moving on. We can't interview Husky anymore. This is crazy. Enough is enough.
It just takes me off like
take it out. When people ask for a doctor on the plane, she stands up. Exactly.
Exactly. That's exactly what they want.
Someone needs someone to teach 18-year-olds.
Yeah, no, I can. You need to know about the entrepreneurial mindset and its effect on engineering students. Is that what we need a doctor for? Because that's what I can do.
Perfect. Hey, everybody's got their role. Okay. Bridget, any more questions for Husky before we close up the interview portion of the show?
I have one more. Who do you think are going to be the two new megas that we get this year?
Mega Ditto.
Good answer.
Okay,
good answer.
This is silly. Literally, you and I share a favorite Pokemon, and you didn't say it, which is crazy.
I know.
You instead shilled for Bridget, which is insane to me.
I will always seek to please women before.
This is we've been needing Husky on this show for a long time.
It's so hard being the only straight white guy on this podcast.
So hard. You've been too good for too long, Goings.
Like, I'm the minority now. Do you mean, like, the what, like, the existing Pokemon that you have in Unite, like, who will get Mega'd?
We don't know that technically, but it's likely. It's very likely it'll be Pokemon we already have. Yeah.
Because I would think Absol. Because right now we're getting two all-rounder Megas. And though I would love
to
see...
you think they wouldn't do four?
Yeah, you think...
Very,
think
very optimistic, Husky.
Five all-rounders in a row? You think they'll show?
I think that maybe they would do at least one not all-rounder. And I think a lot of people play Absol. Wow. So I think Absol and... Okay. Probably Dragonite for Legends like ZA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would work too. That would work too.
Which moveset on Dragonite?
Yeah. Yeah, what moveset do you lock? Well, actually, both of them too.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't, like, I'm not, like, I'm a fake Pokemon fan, so I really don't know what makes sense with, like, the actual in-game stuff.
I think I feel the like Hyper Beam really set for Dragonite. I think you would do Dragon Dance Hyper Beam. You is what you would lock Mega Dragonite into. I feel like Mega Dragonite does not give me the outrage vibe. You know?
Yeah.
He's just so cute.
Right.
I know, I love his big wings.
Just the baby. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. I think that there's a lot of Pokemon in Unite that can get a Mega. I hope they change the Mega mechanic first and foremost, but
yeah.
That's a different conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We've talked about that a few times on this show. Yeah. We'll see. We don't technically know what Charizard's locked into yet, right? Because it's not on PTS.
I think it's like assumed that it's because he's like, I'm not a mega expert, so people are really going to hate this. But one of them is more melee based and one of them is more ranged. And I think the one we're getting is more is melee. Maybe Smim is. Smim is maybe telling smart things in the chat.
Yeah, he's saying Punch and Blitz is what he thinks it'll be. Yeah, all I know about the Mega Charizards is that Mega Charizard X is like Dragon Fire type, and it loses the Flying type, and then Charizard Y is different, but I know Charizard Y is very high special attack, which is what we would think would be ranged, in my opinion.
I don't know which one is X and which one is Y, but we're getting the black one.
Yeah, the blue and black one is Charizard X. Yeah. So yeah, I think it'll be the melee one. This is what I think will end up happening. But
okay.
Yeah, we'll see. The other two still a mystery. I'm holding out hope for Mega Slowbro a little bit. I think that would be a very fun one to get the Mega. Introduction, and then obviously
you want to Slowbro Unite and then get stronger.
What if you could, like, okay, you know how when the Hulk in the ancient movie The Avengers, when he grabs Loki and slams him back and forth a bunch, I want that to be Slowbro Unite. You like all somebody boom 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 boom.
Yeah, you like flop them around while they're Slowbro United.
He basically gets to like Buzzwole superpower you two times back and forth. I think that would be awesome.
Stick work.
Yes. Yes, it is. But Slowbro needs it. He's been irrelevant for too many moons. Give it to him.
Fair enough.
Is Slowbro irrelevant?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's like the worst defender, like, out of the mix, probably outside of Goodra, maybe.
Greedent?
Well, okay.
Greedent has a really high win rate.
Yeah, that's true. If you're good at Greedent,
because nobody plays it. Because only people who are good at Greedent play Greedent.
Yeah, well, they're like they're a specific
who are good at Slowbro
crop.
Are
yeah, that's true.
Learn juggling.
Yeah, those Slowbro masters are. Yeah, they haven't had the best couple seasons for sure.
the point and click just not pointing and clicking these days.
The wise old Slowbro sages need to lock in, start improving that win rate.
Yeah, where'd they go? Come back.
We need you.
They got sick of Slowbro ulting and everyone walking away.
Hey, I've been there.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I gotta make sure I use my ult at the Ray fight, you know? I don't want everybody to see the yellow circle above my head when they're all come back. Okay.
Yeah, when you die and they see that you still didn't use ult, and you're like, oh man.
Just click the button, bro.
Yeah, I'd rather ult. Yadino.
Exactly. Okay, so the final thing we wanted to do on today's episode was I had we did this a while ago. Bridget, you did this. We blind ranked a few things. Now, ooh. I'm trying to remember. Bridget, when you did it, we did... I remember we did tournament, like, finals matches was one of them, right? That one...
That was a good one.
That was a good one. And then the other one we did was... Hollowware, maybe? Was it like a support Hollowware one?
That sounds right. Yeah. That sounds right.
Okay, so I have...
I think so.
I have two on this list that I'll get you to blind rank. We might hot throw in a third, but we're going to see. So, we are going to... And I don't have anything on screen because I can't get it done in time. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to kind of go by audio.
We came up with this 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, a little too close.
It's a visual medium. Mm-hmm,
exactly, exactly. Yeah, this is a podcast platform. It's audio anyways. It makes us better at storytelling. Okay, we have two categories. The first one we are going to do is like pro Unite player and their iconic Pokemon combo. So I'm going to say a player and like the Pokemon that at least I get excited to see when it's paired together.
Yeah.
And so you're going to like rank these, blind rank them out of five. So I'm going to give you one at a time. You got to put them on that list. You won't know the entire list until you've assigned all five. You get
like
the
you'll
format.
Say like Zoinks and Inteleon and we'll
just
going to
delete
rank that.
An entry really fast. No, we actually I will write something else though. Okay, so we are going to go with player Pokemon combo. So to start this off, we will start with a specific spot for the Overdrive podcast. We will go with Anemo Scyther.
Oh,
world champion Anemo on Scyther. How pumped are we to see that when picked in draft? Where are we putting it? 1 through 5.
Oh, I'm so
one being the best, by the way. I don't know if that was ever up for debate, but one is the best. Oh, you know how numbers go 1 to 5? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a bit of a kryptonite for OJ fans specifically. That is tough.
I gotta go 2, I think. I'm okay. So pumped. But I feel like there's other things that I would go crazier for.
You're going 2. Dang, that's high. Okay.
Seeing him lock that in.
Respect on the world champ, bro.
Okay.
Like, oh, seeing him lock that in and like worlds, I was literally like shaking, screaming.
Yeah.
Like it was so,
it's so sick. Okay, so Bridget, you're agreed on 2. Because you guys are doing this collab, by the way. We gotta debate sometime.
I vote
agreed
2.
On 2? Okay.
But I can be
aligned. I'm aligned.
Okay. Okay. Next one, Bruv Mr. Mime.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while, I feel like.
Whoa, yeah, okay. Not the reception I thought I was going to get when I said Bruv Mr.
Mime. No, that's like such a good one. If I see, I feel like seeing Bruv on Mr. Mime in earlier seasons was like so crazy hype. But now, if I'm thinking about last season, he just didn't get to play it a lot.
Okay.
So it was kind of like, it only really came out if Nouns was... like trolling, kind of.
Okay, okay.
Or like very, very confident.
Bruv is just good on everything. Like, I'm impressed watching Bruv play anything, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
I feel like I gotta go 4 here because I am hype, of course. But
I'm at 4. Man, this is why we need a Deuce next on this episode. There's no way he's letting that go 4. But all right, fair enough. Bruv, wait, actually, sorry, Bridget, did you want to push this either direction?
I'm aligned with that. Mostly because I'm happy to watch Bruv on anything. Like, truly, he smurfs on everything.
Okay.
The mime is fun.
It's cool to see
though.
The mime come out, but
for sure.
I feel like I just, every time I've seen it on Nouns, it's because they're like super confident that they're winning a game and not because they have like a strategy around Bruv's mime, you know?
I agreed. Okay, next one. Trainer LGC on Zoroark.
Yeah, this one is probably the 5 for me because I feel like I like his Leafeon better. I don't know. Like okay.
He's one of the only Zoro players to play without Gonfei. Just all I'm saying.
It's very impressive. But I feel like every Zoroark just does that. And I just got more excited to see trainers Leafeon.
Cool. Can't believe someone's saying they're excited to see Leafeon. That's fine. all right, Bridget, are you aligned at 5?
5 was my first
okay.
thought as
well.
Well,
there it is.
I just
feel like when the girlies are in sync.
I know. I really am. Like,
Fair enough.
Vibing.
Yeah, and of course I am the opposite thought every time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just like completely disappointed. Yeah.
Okay. Zeta Division's ROM on Inteleon.
Oh yeah. That's a good one.
For
I feel
you.
Like I can't.
Your available like spots are 1 and 3 right now.
I feel like I can't give it 1.
Okay.
So I gotta go 3, but that is a good one. Okay. I got excited about that one.
Bridget, we give it a 3?
Yeah.
Which means our last pick at number 1. Is Zork's, no, I'm just kidding. The final one you have in first place is Obeon on Phalanx.
Let's go. Oh, yes. This is a good ranking.
Yeah. No, I stand by that.
So, Obeon, Phalanx, Anemo, Scyther, Rom, Inteleon, Bruv, Mr. Mime, Trainer, Zoroark. That is, yeah. Pretty solid list, not gonna lie. That's pretty good.
If I knew all of them beforehand, I would probably just switch 1 and 2, but I felt like I couldn't give Anemo like number 1, like first one.
Yeah, that's fair.
But that honestly, I feel like we did a pretty good job.
Yeah, that Insomnia ACL run was just so much fun.
Oh my god,
it was an awesome tourney, so.
Yeah, I Slime, S-Slime's Meowscarada almost got on here too. I thought about putting him in there. Okay.
Yeah, but they can't be me, so.
That's yeah, I knew with Husky being on here, it's like, I'll just get first.
Yeah, that ranking Meowscarada players.
Okay. This is a bit of a more, it's more abstract than the last one. We're going to go with season 4 broadcast moments. So this is not necessarily in-game Unite moments. These are more, you know, shenanigans and things like that.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, and in spirit of that, we are going to start with the first one being my Inteleon, being memed on for all of NAIC. And if we want to boil it down to a specific moment, it's when Doofsnax and Spraggles are mocking me with my cards, and I have to walk into frame to pull them away. I will say that will be the specific moment. So, yeah.
This has been the thing that I return to in any possible situation. Like, if I am playing a ranked game against an Inteleon and I'm on stream and they miss a snipe shot, I'll be like, damn, Zoinks would have hit that.
That's
like, it just, awesome. Everything, I go like, Zoinks is Inteleon. So I feel like immediately that's one for me. Whoa. Like, I don't know what, like, I cannot put it lower than that, but I could be like, convince otherwise, because a lot of shenanigans did happen.
We've had a crazy year for shenanigans. Mim and I were talking, he's saying it in the chat right now. We talked about it on Twitter a little bit. This has been a very fun year. We didn't get Chef's Gyarados this year, which, God, might be the all-time.
Too good to be true, yeah.
Greatest, like, yeah, truly magical. Like, you couldn't strip it any better. Drawing it twice and both times. Doofsnax is just inability to contain any amount of laughter while Spraggles just looks like a disappointed father beside him. It was so incredible. I can't, oh man, what a perfect moment. But anyway, we had some good ones this year too. Where are we thinking the Zoinks' Inteleon NAIC bit lands?
What do you want to do, Bridget? I have stated my opinion. I can be convinced otherwise.
I know.
Also,
I
should have said this is important information. This one's a 6 ranking, 1 through 6.
Oh, okay.
We got more room to work.
Yeah. I know, I'm scared to put it first is my problem, but it was really good. Yeah. I really did like it. I'm trying to think of like stuff that could beat it, but it's hard to culminate all the bits.
It's true.
I kind of like led the charge on the last blind ranking. So I feel like you should make the final call here.
No. You're the honored.
I'll go with you are the honored guest of a lifetime. I'll say 2 though, because I'm scared to put it first.
Okay.
And I don't want to give Zoinks satisfaction.
Yeah, exactly. I'll go straight to that. Okay. Zoinks doesn't tell you on a bit at, again, my downfall is there. Okay, the second one. This is one of my personal favorites. I would be above 1 if I could. It is when Spraggles kicked Doofsnax at LAIC. directly in the hip, buckled him, and immediately then turned to the camera and said, "I didn't mean to kick him."
I must not have seen this. I do not remember this. Oh my gosh, this is all up to Bridget. I don't remember this.
It was pretty good.
I gotta find it.
I know. I was like, we should have, like, I would have helped you.
I realized, this is such a side tangent, but I realized, like, when I wanted to go vote for World's Moment, that nobody ever makes these, like, compilations of anything. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll make, like, the Best Moments Worlds compilation in case anybody needs it. And it took me so long to go get all of those clips, and then it, like, flopped so bad anyway. But,
I watched it a few times.
And appreciated it. And great, we plugged it last week during our voting, so.
Sick.
I appreciated it. I found it. I was like, we need, like, a Funniest Moments clip compilation.
I know. I feel like I need to do that.
A lot tighter today, so I can't do as a kick.
Are you serious?
Okay, one more time.
A lot tighter today, so I can't do as a kick.
We're delayed watching it on the stream.
Yeah, we're watching it on the stream.
I didn't try to get
that. He thinks pretty, like, formidably.
A lot tighter today, so I can't do as a kick.
He's, like, so sorry about it, too.
Are you?
Oh, my
God. That is insane work.
Now my pants are
oh my god. Oh,
they need a sitcom. They need a sitcom.
That is the funniest. So Sprangles immediately turning to the camera after and say, "I didn't mean to kick him." Instead of being like, "Are you okay?" It's so funny.
He's on. He's live. He's talking to the camera. Yeah, he's really there.
Yeah. The "Are you serious?" for sure was a self edit. You're correct, Mim. Oh my gosh, what a good moment. Okay, out of six, you have every spot except for two. Where does Spraggles kicking Tube Specs at LEIC land?
It's up to you, Bridget, because I don't remember it happening. So, like, I just now developed my opinion.
Good. They're all so good. This one really tickled me, though. I honestly I forgot about this one. Mm-hmm. This was not on my radar.
I feel like if we forgot about it, then it can't be high.
Right.
Yeah.
It is very funny.
But I was thinking four or five.
Yeah. Remember, we go to six.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
This is with six in mind. I think four or five.
You want to do five then?
I would say five then.
Let's do five. Mind. Okay. That's crazy.
It just really tickled me.
Like, oh my gosh.
I love how you, like, talk because, like, you're like, it just tickled me, but, like, with no emotion.
The deadpan, "It tickled me" is very good. Okay. So we have Zoinksis and Inteleon at two. And the LEIC kick at five, which is awesome. The next one. And I think a lot of people will have this as a strong contender for number one. Mm. And Husky, this might be different for you because you were working. This is the Coinhide guy at ACL. We have the Coinhide man who comes onto set to do an official Coinhide for Spraggles.
Oh, I don't remember that either. I didn't get to watch much of ACL.
You remember this, though, right, Bridget?
Yeah, I want to say, I don't know if I was watching it live or if me, Sneaky, and Smim were, I don't know. I was with Sneaky and Smim, either way, watching this live. And I think the fact that it was, like, you know, probably like 4 a.m. and, like, you guys have been, like, talking, like, the Coinhide guy is just, like, amazing. Like, we liked him, like, last year, like, when we were watching ACL, we're like, "This rules,
right?
Where's the Coinhide guy?" And then you guys being there, and I don't know, it just, like, they went along with your bits so much.
So much, so much.
Like, they literally, like, let you guys do anything.
Okay, do you know the context of why we call it Coinhide, Husky?
Can you, like, explain to me what happened?
We gotta go from the start. let's go back to the ancient days. So, in Asia Champions League, for some reason, they don't do a coin flip for draft side. Instead, the official, this is the head judge that does this, mm-hmm. goes out and hides a coin in either the left or right hand and then puts it behind their back, or actually puts out in front of them. And then the player will choose which hand they think the coin is in. If they get it correctly, okay. then they get first pick or second pick, whatever. Which it's so funny they don't flip the coin, you know, a device literally designed to have two sides. Instead, they hide it, which is just hysterical to me. But anyway, they do that first off. And then the entire broadcast on the couch, we just keep trying to guess which one it'll be in. And Spraggles is doing this whole mental game battle every single time. He's like, no, he went left three times. He's definitely going with his right hand. Essentially, and we ask them, they're like, hey, could we do a coin hat? And they're like, no, the guy that does it is the head judge of the Asia Champions League. He's definitely way too busy. And all of a sudden, a few games later, we're just talking, yapping to the camera, and this guy just walks on. And we look up and we're like, oh my God, it's the guy. And Spraggles just turns off and goes, and the guy just puts out his hands and
speech doesn't say a word.
Does not say a thing. Deadpan the entire time. And Spraggles picked a hand and he got it right. And we went ballistic. We lost our minds. And he, again, just no emotion and just walks out. And it was incredible. And then, unbeknownst to us, the broadcast team had made a graphic explaining the coin hide guy and their role and like how it works. And we had no idea this was happening. It was very funny. Anyway, but apparently a low ranking moment. You were crushing it back in NA. Yeah, I wish I had the full clip.
I could not say I can't be up in the middle of the night. So I just skimmed through games.
Right.
And I never watched the broadcast. I feel like if this happened and I was watching it, I would have lost my shit.
Yeah.
It was
truly
incredible.
Legendary. Yeah. Truly legendary.
They just really I feel like there was something else you guys were talking about on the ACL stream and they just got it for you. They're like, here.
Yeah.
You guys keep talking about it.
Yeah, they did that for a few different things for sure. They kept zooming in on my whiteboard for a bingo board. They were amazing. They were so fun to work with. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm into
awesome.
ACL timeline, I think. I'm scrolling through Twitter. I'll find the clip. I definitely should have pulled these clips beforehand, but you know, it happens. What happens, happens.
That's okay. We'll end it in post.
Okay.
What do you think, Bridget, as someone who saw it live?
It was really, I really think it was amplified that it was just the middle of the night and
yeah,
this bit was Spraggles was really trying to metagame this guy. He was doing yes. mental gymnastics, trying to understand the psychology behind the coin hide. So it was a very sad, it paid off very well. I feel like it's one of the bits that paid off
correct.
Yeah. Tenfold, man. I mean, we already have a two, so
and
I feel like it's got to be three.
It one?
Okay,
it's got to
give it
the
three.
Give it one. Okay. If Husky doesn't remember it, then it's
yeah, that's totally fair.
Hit.
Okay,
the ACL, anything that I was EP for, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I just wasn't.
No, that's fair.
No, you're valid. I have to.
I'm just an EP, little cat. I don't know.
That is okay.
I love sleeping. Don't even apologize.
Okay, the next one. That we are going to go to. So far we have Zwingsus and Teleon at 2, the coin hide moment at ACL at 3, the LAIC kick at 5. I laughed just saying it out loud. happening at 5. Next up, what we are going to have is, and the moment I'm going to say is Kelosaurus's reaction to LG picking score comp at the World Championships. I think.
Oh my God, yeah.
The best on-camera draft reaction we've ever had. That woman reels back. And is just in shock. It is wonderful. So, yeah. What are we thinking? The score comp at Worlds moment.
Because she was like, what is this score? Was that the one where she was like, is this a
yeah,
score?
There's a freeze
eyes
frame
wide?
Of it that's perfect. I'll, yeah,
yeah,
again, I'll
her
find
jaw
it.
Is
yeah.
just on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this
did that
like,
become a bit though? Did it like become a bit after that?
It wasn't. I wouldn't say it was an ongoing bit, but just score comp at Worlds was just so crazy.
It was just like a moment.
Right, for sure. Exactly that.
I feel like a lot of these things are like lasting like inside jokes though.
Mm.
Like lasting like bits that were like brought up and it like was recurring either for that event. It was like consistent or for like afterwards, like it lives on
mm-hmm.
within the community.
The kick was pretty momentary.
Yeah,
I feel the kick,
true.
And it
and we have that
and, it paid
and we
for
have
it.
That low.
Yeah, it
and
paid
we have
five.
That low.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great reaction, but I feel like it was six for me because.
Okay. Wow. Score comp at Worlds being sixth.
I know.
Because it was like. It was a moment in time.
It was.
That we never talked about again. What do you think, Bridget?
I talked about it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, like, it became... It's so hard because it's like... A lot of these are more like... Well, the ones we're ranking higher are more like, you know, spoken.
Bridget like, reacted like this.
Memes. Okay, let's not compare... No, that was my good reaction. That was not my score comp reaction.
Okay, fair. This
My
is
losing the score comp reaction is much worse.
Y'all, this is the score comp. Look at Kellos.
I'm literally scared for their lives. Kellos is so funny.
It's so perfect. Because she, yeah, the caption that Esports Twitter put out is Kellosaurus is all of us right now. And yes, it exactly is. Like, oh my God.
It really was so good.
I can't believe they pulled it out. It was fucking, it was so crazy.
Mage should not have won that game either. That was the
That whole set was crazy.
Yep.
That was crazy.
To get in the top four. Crazy. Oh, free hot dogs will always be number one. I do. Free hot dogs is one of my favorite moments. It did happen last year, so it's not in contention for this one, but one of my favorite moments because it also happened because my crowd call failed. And the reason that one succeeded so hard was because Spraggles did his right after. And it was hilarious. But anyway. Okay. Where are we putting Kellosaurus's reaction? This one right here. We're putting it six?
Yeah.
All right. I actually, like, listen, I'm not saying, I actually think this list is not too bad. You have two spots left. And the
four
one.
And one.
Four and one. The one we will have next up. Spraggles and Dupes next t-shirt cannons. And closing ceremonies of the World Championships.
One.
Okay.
One. Yeah. See, that's the one that I was kind of waiting for.
Okay.
It was just because like the whole community got to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That became a Pokemon-wide joke. Not just Unite. That perpetuated into the entirety of the Pokemon community. Like
perpetuated,
some people were
infected, however you want to say it.
Some people legitimately like had never seen anything from Pokemon Unite before and did not know who those guys were and learned from that moment that they were the Unite casters. Mm-hmm. They're like, they were just like, oh, these t-shirt cannon dudes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think some people legitimately left that building think that Pokemon flew in two guys to do t-shirt cannon work. They're like, let's get two guys who are experts in t-shirt cannon work and get them up on stage, which, hey, I know two guys.
People stopped caring about the actual event. They were like, the t-shirt cannon guys. Yeah, that's number one.
So, which leaves our fourth and final spot to be tie game, North American Regionals. To end NA, a tie game on screen to have Orange Juicers win.
And you guys fell backwards.
Yeah, we were possessed by something to slide backwards. It was monumental. But so that means our list is number one, Deucex Spraggles t-shirt cannons, Zoinks and Inteleon at two, the coin hide guy. Tie game for NA Regionals, LEIC kick at number five, and the score comp Kello reaction at number six.
I love how you can't say LEIC kick without
I can't explain for how long I was just audibly laughed thinking about it, like, weeks past. Like, it was just, the entire sequence of events was just too funny. I couldn't get over it. So, yeah.
Dude, it's so good.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Need more kick content. Okay.
The point of Phil that you have to get to, that Spraggles goes, yeah, my pants are a lot tighter, and starts kicking left and right in the booth. Like, we were so in our bag about having to fill in time on that
camera. That was
camera.
A lot of fill. LIC had a lot of delays.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Peter, yeah, don't worry. LIC is not secretly my fave. It is just my favorite. But awesome. Okay, well, I think that's going to bring us to the end of our episode. Husky, thank you so much for joining and telling us
a little bit about your
content journey. And all that has been really fun. And I can't wait till the next video, which will be like... You know, I went on the Overdunk podcast. It's just 1 hour
my
video.
My live reaction to me on the Overdunk podcast.
You should. We would absolutely love that.
Great content.
But before we get out of here, though, Aski, the stage is yours. You can sell out, shout out, anything you'd like to do. What do you want to, any plugs before we get out of here?
So my OnlyFans, no, I'm kidding. My Twitter is HuskyStar77, which is also my YouTube and my Discord and my... name in Pokemon Unite is Husky Star TTV, which they tried to strip from me. And
I do like using the plug section as call outs. That's epic. Like, I think that is epic maneuver. Really talk to him. That's good. Yeah. All right.
I'd like to shout out Timmy Studios for my ranked games, matchmaking, and everything else the community loves to complain about because it really keeps us alive and going. So thank you to Jimmy Studios. I'd like to thank Google Docs. That's all.
Yeah, generational week for Google Docs. You're getting the Google One subscription. You're knocking out of the park right now. Bridget, how about you? Anything to shout out?
My Twitter is Big Bridget. I am yapping on there. And I'm going to be helping to cast the Unite Academy League tournament on Saturday. I believe it starts at 8 p.m. EST.
Awesome.
We stream it on Unite_Academy on Twitch.
Cool. As for me, pretty simple. Check out Hades 2 on Steam now. No free shout out. Please, Hades, pay me. I love your game so much. Okay, everybody, that is it for today's episode. We'll be back next week. I don't think we have a new release. We got some new items in the pipeline and hopefully a new balance patch by next episode. So we'll see you all then. Everybody, let us know down below what your favorite pro player and their iconic Pokemon combo is, because that was really fun making that list. So we'll see you all next time. And until then, have a great week, Duncan. Kids, goodbye.
Bye.